Bart Cop. The audience is listening.
Tiger Wu. Perennial favorite around here. John Daly won the big Buick golf tournament that Tiger sponsors. Good for John. He hadn't won in 10 years. I'll say this about Tiger Woods. He's won more majors in the last 10 years than John Daly has. But John Daly kicked his ass the other day. Tiger Woods was within two shots of the lead until his driver failed him at the worst time. He missed four consecutive fairways, took two bogeys, and closed with a 69, two shots out of the playoffs. Woods tied for 10th. Way to go, Tiger. Greatest golfer in the world, the eighth toughest athlete of all time, well, of this year, eighth toughest athlete, came in 10th. But he's still the greatest. He got $40 million for saying, I drive a Buick, and he don't drive a Buick. That's a guess, but it's a damn good one. You give me $40 million, I ain't driving a Buick. Why would Tiger Woods? Rudy Martsky. He's always a fun read. That's a lie. He's often a fun read. Strongest comment heard the other night on TNT, Charles Barkley. Now, love him or hate him, you got to love Charles Barkley. He will say it. How many times in this rant have I said, why can't someone just tell the damn truth? Charles Barkley will tell the truth as he sees it. Here's what Charles said. Kobe Bryant needs to shut up talking to the press about where he's going to play next year. He's acting like he's for sure going to be acquitted. I think Charles might have a little experience with racism. And when you're being tried for looking at a white, I'm sorry, for raping, allegedly raping a white woman in an all-white town, Kobe in trouble. Barkley also said, I think in America, the gay people should be allowed to be married, but when you see Beyonce, why would you want to be gay? He's just being funny, paying Beyonce a compliment, but I think he's telling the truth about what he thinks about gay rights. Good for Charles.
Very impressive.
Headline that I wished I'd have got in the paper and on the page, but there's just not always enough time. Why Bush stopped flying remains a mystery. Well, no, it ain't no damn mystery. Everybody knows why he stopped flying, but we're not allowed to tell the truth in this country anymore because his name's Bush, and he's got an R behind his name.
It's disgusting, really.
Oh, here we go. Headline. Iraqis want Saddam to be handed over. Iraq will ask the United States to change Saddam's status as prisoner of war and hand him over to the Iraqis for trial. They request that Saddam be handed over to them when they take power June 30th. That's not going to happen. That is not going to happen. George Bush cannot allow Saddam to speak. That cannot happen. If Saddam opens his mouth, that whole fragile castle of cards is going to come crumbling down. I saw a headline in one of the tabloids the other day, Saddam near death. Yeah, you swear to God. We've already seen the Bush administration has no problem with killing 544 innocent people. You think they're going to have a problem killing Saddam and saying, he's terrorists. We have to eliminate terror. It's all for terror. Save the terror. 9/11. Terror. Terror. 9/11. Bombing. Prevention. War on terror. Shadowy figures. But nope, Saddam ain't going anywhere. They're going to put a bullet in his head before they allow him to speak to anybody. You got the Nancy Grace guarantee on that.
I think we're underestimating these bastards.
Bill Clinton had a great quote the other day. They wrote an article about Clinton and didn't mention, well, yeah, they did mention the cigars and everything else, but they said more good things about Clinton than bad. Basically, some guy spent the day with them, and he talked continually about how when Clinton walks around in New York, people just run up to him and say, oh, my God, Mr. Clinton, how old was the president? Oh, please sign this, and they just go crazy. But, you know, the Bush boy can't go anywhere without an armed phalanx. Hope I don't have to spell that. Of armed guards, and then they put up buses and hide the people who disagree with them, which is the majority of voters in America, and I can prove that. Okay, here's what Clinton said. Ready? This whole primary contest has been handled well. They've shown a lot of class. They've tried to make their case in a comparative way without being negative, which is what I hoped. It shows you how bad they want to win, which is good. We haven't always been famous for our desire to win. Shout out Chinako for Bill Clinton for telling the truth. He is a very intelligent man. He's very diplomatic. Instead of saying the stupid pussies are afraid to fight, he says we've not always been famous for our desire to win. Now, granted, he went farther in life than I did, and I'm never going to make Bill Clinton's money, but I can't spend the time to think of how to put roses on the damn truth. Sometimes the roses has thorns. I'm sorry. I'm a busier man than Bill Clinton is.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Okay, now what do we got? Talk about Clinton, he said. His speech is about libraries, including his own, but he roams widely from a history of libraries in the Arab world and a few hard whacks at the Bush administration's tax cuts. He portrays the cuts as taking money directly from poor children to give to the wealthy, including himself. Quote, it's touching to be taken care of. Damn. Oh, quote, it's touching to be taken such good care of, he says dryly. Well, yep, see, that was part of my point from a while ago. Clinton's making, let's call it, $20 million a year. He gets a tax cut. Me and you, trying to slog by on what we make, we have to pay taxes. Since we don't need money from the tax cut and shouldn't have got it, we ought to give it all away, Clinton says. I just want to encourage you. So, yeah, you rich people in the audience, if you got a $20,000 from Bush, $100,000 from Bush, why not give it away? If you make so much money that Bush gave you $100,000, give that to the cancer fund or the little children's orphans fund or the American Heart Association. Do something with your money besides buy another new Lexus and then a Cayenne on top of that.
Cravings are the root of unhappiness.
Headline: Students offer white-only scholarship. A student group at Roger Williams University in Bristol, Rhode Island, is offering a scholarship for which only white students are eligible. The College Republicans say the effort, that's apparently their name, it's capitalized, the College Republicans say the effort is a protest of affirmative action. The application for the $50 award requires an essay on why you're proud of your white heritage and a photograph to confirm whiteness, unquote. School provost said it is a students group plan and not endorsed by, here we go. Can't somebody tell the truth? White people don't need a whites-only scholarship. White people owned all the world 100 years ago. Guy like George Bush. His grandfather's over there using slave labor with Hitler to make a lot of money. George Bush never worked a day in his life. If you're a 56-year-old black man, your grandfather possibly was owned by somebody. So you didn't have a chance to go to Europe and make millions with Hitler and the Jewish slaves. It's just amazing that people can't see that. These people that push this white stuff, I mean, obviously they're white supremacists, but why are they not hit any harder than they are? You know, they act like, oh, the poor white guy, he just can't make it in this terrible world where everything's stacked against him. Please. Everybody knows it's not true. But people like Rush get on the air and say it, and the scared white people think, oh, Rush is God. He knows everything. He's the smartest man in the world. So we have to believe Rush, because he would never lie just to make money. Nope, not Rush Limbaugh.
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are.
That crazy man in Ohio, you know, it's funny, I don't mean for these shows to be repetitive, but here's this crazy man in Ohio still shooting people. We talked about that, I don't know how many radio shows back, but he's still up there. Getting bolder, got the 24th car hit by this guy. They think they got a description of him, but he was a white man in his 30s. Geez, not too many of them in Ohio.
Oh, they just won't stop singing in my head.
Oh, here we go. Ever the showman, Elton embraces Las Vegas lifestyle. They gave Elton 4 stars out of 4. The Red Piano, what's it called? The Red Piano Review, something like that. Named after his lacquered Yamaha Grand, is too stately a title for his eye-popping, jaw-dropping spree. 4 out of 4, which opened Friday at the 4,100-seat Coliseum in Caesar's Palace. This is a good idea. Okay, it's Celine Dion's theater, but she can't work, you know, like Letterman, or she can't do 250 shows a year. So she goes on vacation. While she's gone, they have a guy like Elton come in. Fine. Next time Celine goes on vacation, let Billy Joel come in. Next time she goes on vacation, let someone else come in. This is a, 300,000 people a day, I guess that's the average, so maybe 500 on the weekends and 250 or something on the weekdays, but 300,000 people a day going to Las Vegas. Why? I guess we'd create jobs, but why would you want to lug your entire show from, to Shreveport and then to Biloxi and then to Baton Rouge and then, Tyler, Texas? Why do you want to lug your show around like that when you can just live in the palace at Caesars and have the world come to you? It makes a lot of sense. I'm glad. You know something else? Don't mean to say bad things about Vegas, but, it's a weird town. If a guy like Wayne Newton is he's Mr. Las Vegas, but is Wayne Newton, has anyone ever heard a Wayne Newton song on the charts in your lifetime? I guess you people who are older than me, see, this is older than me, but first time I ever heard Donka Shane was on an I Love Lucy rerun that was probably 10, 12 years old when I was a kid. So, 50 years ago, let's say, Mr. Las Vegas had his last hit. But so how is he a hit in Las Vegas? It must be the thing, like with Frank, that he brings in the gamblers, the high rollers, the mafia chieftains. I mean, they don't run Vegas anymore, but if they show up with wads of $100 bills and an entourage of 50. Hey, Chicago, my kind of town. I say that's what Frank used to do. He'd be on stage singing when the mobsters would come in. He'd do Chicago's My Kind of Town as the next song. Sending them little signals like the vulgar pig boy does to his band of racists.
Bloody little slut.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Now, see, here's a good chance. We talked about that lady, the crazy lady, wrote me about why do I want to see women sexually abused or whatever the hell she said. You can disagree with me on this, but if you do, say something. Say why you disagree. Okay. Report. Child sex abuse cases dropped by 40%. The number of children who have been sexually abused is on the decline. A new study indicates cases of sexual abuse that have been substantiated by state. But the big number is 40%. One case, one study said it went, child sexual abuse went from 150,000 instances to 89,000. So a 40% drop in sexual child sex abuse. Now, why do you think that is? Have people gotten more moral? No. Is there something in the air or water that makes the child rapist gene go away? No. So what has changed lately? I'll tell you, and you're not going to like it, but it's the internet. I am not for child pornography, but if a man can look at some pictures on his computer and satisfy himself, is that not better than him sitting in his room, looking out the window, and watching a couple of kids next door playing and think, oh, I wonder what that'd be like. Now, we're talking about weird, weird people here. This is not me. We're talking about how did the drop from 150 to 89,000 occur. It's my opinion. Same for the priests. The priests are doing that to these things to these children because they don't have an outlet. They're not even allowed to masturbate. God won't let, well, the church won't let them. God, I think, is fine with it. Because priests and popes used to be married in the old days, but they just decided they'd rather cut off the natural outlet for their God-given urges. And in my opinion, that's what causes the child rapes, because it's going to pop out sometime, and instead of having a pop out in a normal, regular, sort of normal way, you know what I mean, it's going to come out sometime. You just don't bottle it up. You can disagree with me if you want. If you call or write and say, you just enjoy sex with children, you're as nutty as that lady that says, I endorse sexual violence, whatever she said against women. You've got to learn to frame an argument a little bit better than you're a bad man and lost all respect for you and hanging up or slamming your pen down or hitting send, whatever you do. Think about it. Use your head. I don't say things to shock unless it's funny. If I'm trying to be funny, I might phrase something in a certain way, but I'm not saying something like this to shock you. I'm saying, if I'm wrong, show me why. Don't throw a hissy fit and stamp your shoe on the computer.
Yeah, that was the kicker.
Still working my way through. It pays to fall in love with France again.
No, oh no, can't do that.
Thousands of American travelers snubbed France last year when tensions over the war in Iraq took their toll on tourism. France responded as it does best with an act of seduction. The French government tourist office launched a multimedia website, usfranceguide.com, with celebrity interviews and an elaborate menu offering savings up to 30% on airline, hotels, and attractions. The campaign slogan, let's fall in love again.
Give it to me.
Well, you know what? Even though we've been on a break with France, France was right. France told us, you don't need to go into Iraq. It's just like drunk driving. Give me the keys, America. Give me the keys, Mr. Bush. You don't need to drive this country into this war because you're drunk. And Bush said, screw you. I do whatever I want. And he jumped in his car and he killed 544 good men and women so far. Jesus, show 28. By the time we get to show 50, will we have 1,000 dead?
You do, and it'll be the biggest mistake you ever made, you Texas brush popper.
Think what Bush is going to be like if he never has to face the voters again. We're going to see the real mean George Bush if he never has to face a voter again. Can you imagine? Halliburton will be given $10 billion instead of one. Oh, please. As long as there's a nickel left in our treasury, Bush is going to steal it before they leave. Trust me. Whoever's the next president, if Bush has 4 more years, already I don't know how we're going to get out of this financial mess we're in. But if Bush has another 4 years to drive it in the ground all the time with a stupid-ass sign behind him saying, more jobs. Well, yeah, that's what we need, dumbass. We know what we need. We need more jobs. We don't need your White House paint boy to come up with a sign that says more jobs. We know what we need. Get the hell out of the way, quit with the tax cuts, and let somebody hire somebody. Whatever those tax cuts were meant to do, they're not doing it. Remember, Bush is still almost 3 million jobs in the hole. Are we going to reward him? Are we going to be 6 million in the hole on 2008?
Giving ditto monkeys the red ass. It's Bartkoff.